you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, first verse. We're continuing our teaching on faith. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, therefore, whenever you get a therefore, something happened before that. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now go with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, starting with the first verse. Now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And then we go down to the sixth verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now I want you to turn with me to the 32nd verse. And we're only going to read a portion of it. It says, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. We're going to talk about Gideon, and the title of my lesson is Faith to Believe in Yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith to Believe in Yourself.
Amen.
One of the tricks of the enemy is to tear us down,
right,
so we don't believe we are anything.
That's right.
To get us discouraged and upset, thinking we are worth nothing. But I want the devil to know that I've been bought with a price. I belong to God. God don't make junk. Somebody say amen. I am a child of the King. I have received the power of God to become a son of God. Amen. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's here. I pray, God, for your word to be established in every life. And God, I pray for your anointing to rest upon me. And God, that we might receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Did everybody get your homework?
Amen.
All right. At this time, the children of Israel were under bondage to Midian. The Bible literally said that they were sold to Midian. Midian and the Amalekites would come into the land of Israel, and they would come in the time of the harvest, and they would bring their cattle and their camel and all of their people, and they would raid the fields of the children of Israel. The Bible said they would take their increase. Now, we're going to get into that in a little bit. How many knows the devil wants to take what belongs to you? And so the Midianites would come in, and it was to a place where, and let me go this. The word Midian means strife. And the word strife literally means violent or bitter conflict or enmity. And the word enmity literally means military or an army against you. So here we see strife, violent or bitter conflict. How many knows the devil just loves to throw conflict? He loves to throw conflict and strife into a marriage to destroy the marriage. He loves to throw strife and conflict into the family to destroy the family. Are you ready for this? He loves to throw strife and conflict in the church to destroy the church. Well, I'm just going to throw this in for good measure. This is just something added. It ain't costing you anything. How do we keep conflict and strife from destroying the church? Don't listen to it. Amen. Here's some key things. If someone calls you with some gossip, say to them, could you hold on? You know, I have conference calling. I'm going to call Pastor Mullins and get him on the other line. I'm pretty sure they'll stop talking. Amen. And I love this, Pastor, they say. Who are they? Well, they really don't want to be known. I always say, you better quit listening to they, because they will get you in trouble. I don't want to hear anything that someone's got to say if they ain't got enough guts to say who they are. But the enemy would want to bring that strife and that conflict in, because in the midst of strife and conflict, there is no harvest. Amen. I've got to say that again. In the midst of strife and conflict, there is no harvest. A marriage cannot be blessed. A family cannot be blessed. A church cannot be blessed. A home cannot be blessed in the midst of strife and conflict. Are you still with me? The children of Israel would hide in caves and dens. They would run and hide from the enemy. Sounds like a man, don't it? Because when strife comes into the family, we just want to get away. She wants to talk and we want to run. Oh, that's good teaching right there, Pastor Mullen. When strife would come in, they would run and hide. They would give up their harvest. They would let the Midianites and the Amalekites take their increase and not put up a fight. But they would run and hide. What would cause a group of people to run and hide from the enemy and not fight for what belongs to them? Low self-esteem. Amen. Not feeling like you can do it. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Amen. Oh, what's the use in trying? I might as well just give up. What's the problem? It's low self-esteem. The devil tearing you down. The devil making you feel like you are nothing. And so the strife would destroy their increase. In the midst of it, there is a young man named Gideon. And let me tell you what he was doing. He was down behind the press, or the wine press, and he was taking some wheat and he was beating it to get the seeds off. But he was doing it because he was hiding from the Midianites, because he was afraid they would take his wheat. So here he is. You've got to see the picture. He's got some wheat and he's hitting it there and he's looking. Got to hurry up. They're going to come and take it. Then all of a sudden, an angel stepped into the place. Are you ready to shout?
Yes. Amen.
And said, Gideon, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, me? I'm hiding here. And listen to what he said. He said, listen, Jehovah, the self-existing God, is with you.
Amen.
Oh, I don't think you heard that right there. Romans 8 and 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I think someone ought to give God some praise right now. You see, the devil would try to tell you you're nothing. You cannot make it. But I want the devil to know that I'm a child of God. And if God is for me, who can be against me? It's no time to hide. It's time to realize who you are in God.
Amen.
Said, go in this might, Mighty man of valor, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know what the problem is? Is some of you still think you're who you used to be. Some of you never got over the fact you've been changed. I'm going to say that again. Some of you never got over the fact you've been changed. I never forget me and the state bishop and his wife, and my wife was driving upstate. We was going upstate, and two cars were, they were having some conflict. And one car kept running up on the other one and blowing his horn and cutting him off. And finally that car that was cutting the other guy off pulled over. And the other car finally pulled over. And the guy that was getting ran off the road and cut off got out of the car. One of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life. The guy who was doing all the cutting off and running up against him got out of the car, started walking back. When that guy got out of the car, honest, he went, oh. And got in his car, put it in drive, and took off. I laughed so hard because you understand this? The devil has been fighting you long enough. It's for you to rise up and get up. And when the devil sees you get up, he knows who you are in God, and he's going to take off, and he's going to flee. It is time you realize who you are. Amen. Go in this might. God has sent you. Well, I said, Gideon, don't go in your own might. Go in the fact that God has sent you. See, I believe you can come to a place where you've got enough faith in the God you serve, a mountain in front of you. You just say, this is just a mountain that's coming down. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? No wonder the psalmist said, he's given me feet like hinds or like deer feet. I can run through a troop and I can leap over a wall. I'm here to tell you, realize who you are in God. Amen. First of all, you are not a garbage can for the devil to throw all his garbage in. First of all, you are not a coward. You are not back. You are not to be beat up, but you are a child of the King. Listen to what you are. You are victorious. You are victorious. You serve a God that has never failed. He has never lost a battle. He is always God and always in control. Amen. You are a group of people that have been through the fire. You've been through the flood. You've been through the desert. Nothing stopped us yet, and nothing's going to stop us. We are children of the living God. Amen. For all of you that are Hindu, they're sorry for you. Your God is dead. If you're Islamic, I feel sorry for you. Your God is dead. But mine is alive and doing well. Amen. He's at the right hand of the Father. Realize who we are. Pastor, can we have faith in ourselves? I do not have any faith in Rick Mullins, but what I have faith in is the God in Rick Mullins. I have faith in him. I want the devil to know you come too late to try to tear me down. I'm rising up in the power and in the strength of God Almighty. Oh, this is just good stuff. 1 John 4 and 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Now, did you hear those words? Not that you will. Not that you might. You have overcome them. Before you ever fought them, you overcame them. Before you ever went into the battle, you were victorious. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I feel like David tonight when the giant said, "Who am I, a dog, that you would send a little boy? I'm going to cut you up in pieces and feed you to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." And David said, "Ha, God has already delivered you into my hand. You come with the spirit of sword, but I come in the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. You know what David had? David had faith in his God. When he got to the battlefield and he saw every one of them hiding, he got up and he looked over and he heard the giant and he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would stand against the armies of God? I'll go." I like what he said to the king when the king said to him, "Are you sure?" He said, "Oh, king, listen, I was keeping my father's flock and a lion came out. I killed the lion. A bear came out. I killed the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine is no greater." Has anybody got a miracle tonight? Has God done anything for anybody? Well, this is no different. What God did then, he'll do again. Woo. I'm about to get Pentecostal. Understanding who we are in God. The devil don't want you to know who you really are. So he'll try to beat you down, discourage you. Come on. You won't want to look in the mirror. You know what you need to do tomorrow morning? When you get up, ladies, before you put any makeup on, do your hair. Men, before some of us comb our hair. That's all right. One person told me God only made a few perfect heads and he put hair on the rest of them. Before you do anything, look in the mirror with those little sleepies in your eyes and look and say, "I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I am the handiwork of God Almighty." You know what I am? I am created in the image of God, in the very light. Oh, I don't think anybody's hearing me. In the very likeness. Devil, you come too late to tear me down. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I will win this battle. You will not take from me anymore, but I'm going to start taking it back. Amen. I wish somebody would tell the devil tonight, "I'm taking it back. I'm taking my finances. I'm taking my family. I'm taking my marriage. I'm taking my home. I'm taking my health. I'm taking my joy. I'm taking my peace. I'm taking it back." Hallelujah. Here's our problem. Are you ready? Here's our problem. We want God to do it. And we just want to wait back here going, you know. We want to be the catcher. You pitch it, God, I'll catch it. You know what God is saying? No. Grab hold of the bat and hit a home run. You'll never hit the home run if you never get the bat. Amen. What are you saying? I am saying this. God has chosen. Everybody listen to me. How God uses, how God moves, and how God works in this world is through humans. That's how he does it. And that means us. So God is waiting for us. So that's why God said to Gideon, "You mighty man of valor, God is with you. Get out of this cave. Get out of hiding. And go take it back." Amen. Listen, he said, "You shall defeat strife." Judges 6:16. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midianites as one man. You know what he was saying? He was saying, there might be 10,000 of them, but it's only going to be like one man. I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. You know the old saying, take the big one, biggest one out, and the rest will follow like one man. Don't matter how big they are, like one man. See, I think sometimes we get caught up in the Pastor, you don't understand my job and my finances and my husband or my wife or my children. It's my car. It's my neighbors. It's my health. It's, you know. No, stop. It's none of them. It's the devil. Yes. Amen. See, you're fighting all of these things, and none of these things are the problem. The problem is the devil. Yes. Amen. Instead of fighting your finances, tell the devil to get his hands. Because you listen to me. It's something you got to understand. In Jesus' name, if you are a child of God, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, the devil has to obey you. In Jesus' name. So you got to say, in the name of Jesus. And if your name is written in the Lamb's book, you're full of the power of the Holy Ghost. What are you saying? He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. In Jesus' name, you speak the word of God. The devil has to obey. Here's our problem. Devil, leave me alone. No. Come on, devil, leave me alone. No. Amen. Pastor, the devil won't leave me alone. Come on. Amen. Somebody help me. Yeah. Devil, leave me alone. No. Quit begging him. Amen. Quit having a conversation with him. Amen. I don't want to talk to him. Listen, do you know Michael the archangel would not have a conversation with him? You know what Michael the archangel said when they were battling over the body of Moses? The Lord rebuke you. That's all he said. The Lord rebuke you. I wish somebody would just say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Amen. Now shut up. Amen. Amen. The Bible says if we will resist the devil, he will flee. And that word flee there means run in terror. Amen. Don't you, wouldn't you just have to have your spiritual eyes open and see demons going, ah! Come on, somebody. Run in terror. When we resist him. How do we resist the devil? When he wants to get you down, refuse to be down. Amen. When he wants you to give up, refuse to give up. When he wants you to cry, laugh. When he wants you to stay home, you get up and go. Amen. When he tells you don't go to church, you go to church and shout and praise God the whole time you're there. Amen. When he tries to get you not to praise God, make a point to praise God more. Amen. Then you are resisting him. Then he flees. Amen. Oh, is this all right? Amen. I'm enjoying it anyways. Said you drive strife out of the land. Do you know you can drive strife out of your home? Contention out of your finances. Contention out of your marriage. Contention out of your family, your children. My mom was the best at it. She really was. I don't suggest anybody doing this, but my mom was good. She would take us to church on Sunday morning, and the pastor would say, is all minds and hearts clear? My mom would go, no. And she'd take us all up front. Say, my children has been contentious. I want to pray for them. And we're like, oh, Lord. You think about someone to make you do good? Oh. Have your mom draw you, just drag you up front, pray for them. Some of you know what I'm talking about. One time, we were driving down the road, and my mom and dad was in a discussion. And my mom did this. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of this car right now. And my dad said, let me pull over before I have to get out. Sometimes we need to make a stand. It's all right to understand who the enemy is. The enemy's not your spouse. The enemy's not your children. The enemy's not your job. The enemy's not your finances. The enemy is the devil. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? He has been defeated, and we have been given power and authority over him. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? You know why? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth us. Oh, I feel like shouting tonight. Oh, and you will redeem your increase. Turn around and tell your neighbor, you're getting it back. Don't belong to him, you're getting it back. Amen. You're not going to ask for it. You're going to take it. I said you're not going to ask for it. You're going to take it. Amen. And guess what? He already knows who you are. He has to surrender it. He said, I'm going to deliver it into your hands. I like this. You ready? I could go another hour. Gideon and one of his servants went down into the camp to spy it out. While they're down there, they hear one of the Midianites going, hey, I had a dream. You know what? The enemy already knows. And Gideon and them are listening. Said, I had a dream that a barley bread rode into the camp, started tearing up the tents and stuff. The other one said, who is that? He said, man, I believe it's Gideon. I think Gideon's going to whip us. And Gideon's like, oh, we got this. We got this. See, I believe if we could listen to the conversation in hell, you know what the devil's saying in hell? Man, we got to do something about Evangel Church of God. See, I believe if we could listen to the conversation in hell, you know what the devil's saying in hell? Man, we got to do something about Evangel Church of God. Somehow, we got to get the neighbors mad at them and tell them they can't park no more. Oh, anybody hear me? We got to get people upset about him. We got to do something, man, because they're on fire for God. They're praising and worshiping God. God is moving. Miracles are happening. People are being healed. We got to do something about it, because if they rise up and really realize who they are, we lost this city. Oh, my. I'm going to have to sit down and amen myself here in a minute. Barley bread. Are you ready for this? They would take their harvest. They would take their increase. They would take their barley. But their barley bread, that which they destroyed, was going to conquer them. What are you saying, Pastor? I am saying this. If you'll take a stand, your children that are rebellious will one day be winning people for Jesus Christ. Oh, I've got to say that again. He'll turn preachers out of your children that don't want anything to do with God. Do I have any witnesses here tonight? Hallelujah. He'll turn the worst into what he can use. Amen. God gave them complete victory. Everybody say complete. God wants to give you complete victory. I'm going to say that again. God wants to give you complete victory.
Amen.
Sister Rita, would you come here a minute? I know you guys are getting tired of this, but I am not. Because I get to hold her hand.
Amen.
We've been married 28 years, going to 29 years.
Praise God.
But listen to me. If it was not for God, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
But because God is the main thing of our life, He draws us together.
Amen.
And we are going to make it.
Amen.
Guess what? We already
Amen.
Made it. So let me just throw this out. Any of the you men out there, you don't have a chance. She belongs to me. Any of those ladies out there, you don't have a chance. I'm totally in love with her.
Amen.
We're going to be married until Jesus Christ comes.
Amen.
Has it been easy? No. There's been times of battle.
You like huge better?
It's almost like Abbott and Costello, isn't it?
So you won't bring me up again. Sorry.
We're going to make it through this too. But we are victorious.
Amen.
It is already done.
Amen.
I said it's already done.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Because I'm going to trust God.
Amen.
I'm putting my faith in God.
Amen.
I'm telling the devil, you can't have my marriage. You can't have my home. You can't have it. Amen. I'm making a stand. I'm drawing a line in the ground and saying you can't cross over this line because of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Eve. What are you saying, Pastor Mark? It's time to make a stand.
Amen.
It's time to flex your muscles.
Yes,
and know that your God is risen from the dead.
Amen.
All power in heaven and earth. All
Amen.
Power.
Right.
Not 90%, and we left 10% behind for the devil to torture the church.
Amen.
All power in heaven
right.
and in earth has been given unto him.
Amen.
Therefore, he says, I give you power.
Amen.
We are the church of the living God.
Amen.
We need to be victorious.
Amen.
We need to be on the firing line.
Yes.
We need to keep up the battle. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the battle is ours.
Yes.
There's one old song that says, the battle is his. The victory is mine.
Amen.
And victory is sweet. Hallelujah. Let's go on. The enemy ran, I like this, and cried and fled. I just love to see the enemy cry, run, and flee. So I want to put him on flight. I want to stand up knowing who I am in God. Are you ready? Have faith to believe who you are in Christ. Mark 9 and 32 says this. Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible
Amen.
To him who believes.
Amen. Amen.
Now look, that's not me saying it. That's not Paul saying it. It's not John. That's Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is saying, if you can believe, all things
Amen.
Are possible
Hallelujah.
To him
yes.
who believes. And then Philippians 4 and 13 says this. Everybody take your hands and go like this. I'm going to teach you a prayer. In the midst of every battle, in the midst of every trouble, here's the 10-finger prayer. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, you're not praising enough. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Amen. I'm not just a nobody. I'm a child of the King. Amen. It is time to rise up, Evangel Church of God, and be the army of God that God has called you to be. Yes. Quit being left down, left around. Left behind, stand up and be counted for. Amen. Devil, you come to the wrong place. I never forget, I went to a missions trip in Haiti. While I was there, gunfire went off. Sounded like it was all around us. I heard a pistol and M16s going off. I was scared to death. And I went upstairs, and a missionary said, come on, let's go on the back porch. I said, they're shooting. We went out on the top deck. It was the second floor, and we could see the flashes of light. And I said, what's going on? He said, there's a thief in the neighborhood, and this neighborhood has cops and soldiers in it, and they're after him. And this poor thief had a pistol, and the cops and the soldiers had M16. Can I tell you who won?
Amen.
But as I was standing there, the neighbor next door, who was French, walked out on his back deck and took an Uzi and went, bah, 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 bah. I almost had a heart attack. I ducked, jumped back, my eyes, I was like, what happened? He said he was letting that thief know, don't come around here.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Mullins, you think we should carry a gun? Absolutely. You're a 66 shooter. Stand up in your house and start shooting and tell the devil, don't you. Tell the thief, don't you come around here. Amen. You might go to my neighbor's house, but you're not getting in here. Amen. I am a child of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know I probably told you this, but it's good enough to hear it again.
Amen.
One lady went to church. She got saved, and the preacher preached on Acts 2 and 38.
Yes.
And she's in the car going home, and someone opens the door and jumps in with a knife. And only thing she could remember was Acts 2 and 38. She said, Acts 2, 38! The man threw down the knife, got out, and put his hands up. Cops come. They pulled up and said, we seen the whole thing. Why'd you do that? I said, man, she said she had an axe and 238s. Listen, there's power in his word. I said, there's power in his word. Our problem is knowing who we are in God. Here was Gideon, the deliverer, the captain, the one that would have 10,000 men, and God said, that's too many. Cut them down to 300. And God moved miraculously to give them the victory. But all the time he was hid, didn't realize who he was until an angel showed up and said, mighty man of valor. Who, me? Yeah, you. God, Jehovah, the self-existing one, is with you. Go in this might. Tomorrow morning when you get up, shake yourself and say, I'm going in the fact that God is with me.
Amen.
And if God be for me, Who can be against me? Who can separate me from his mighty hand?
Amen.
If God is for me.
Amen. Amen.
Our men's retreat, our theme is men of power.
Yes.
And so men, guess what? You're going to hear a lot. Men of power. When we come back from that retreat, our families, our homes, our lives are going to be different because the man of power has come home, knowing who we are. Let me end up with this. David and his soldiers went out to battle. While they were gone, the enemy came in and stole their wives and their children. David came back, and they all were crying. The men wanted to take it out on David. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. I don't think you heard me. David encouraged. You know what he did? He sat down and said, you know what? I'm better than this. God killed, I killed Goliath in God's strength. In God's strength, I've killed 10,000. I'm the apple of God's eye. I deserve better than this. And then he said, God, shall we pursue him? God said, not only pursue him, overtake them.
Amen.
They got up and went, defeated them, and brought back their wives and children.
Amen.
It is time for us to encourage ourselves
Amen.
In God.
Yes.
Who am I? Without God, I'm nothing.
Amen.
But I don't have to worry about that.
Amen.
Because I got God.
Amen.
Faith to know who you are. Faith to know who you are in God. Stand with me tonight.
Amen.